Well, good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I'm wondering if you've been hearing about, if you've been trying, if you've not been believing, whatever the news about the new cleaning dusting cloths. They are microfiber, and you know, you if you've tried them, you're going, yeah, this really does work. And how does it work? And there's no chemicals. I mean, when you go down the list of the positives about the microfiber cleaning cloths, you're going, this can't be true. It really can't be true. It's just a bunch of advertising. Well, for once, it is not just a bunch of advertising. There's good, not chemistry, but physics behind what is happening with all of these microfiber cloths. Now, microfiber. What is micro? Well, any fiber that is one denier or less. Remember, we used to have nylon way back. Some of you remember when you bought nylon hose long, 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 long time ago that talked about the denier. It's a measurement of fineness equal to a unit of fiber weighing 1 gram for each 9,000 meters. So that's pretty small to start with. So to put that into perspective, microfiber is approximately 1/100th the diameter of a human hair and 1/20th the diameter of a strand of silk. There are approximately 200,000 fibers in 1 square inch of typical microfiber towel. So we're talking tiny, and this is what makes all of the good cleaning happen. It creates lots of surface area in which to absorb liquid or hold dust and dirt. Now, most of the microfibers are a blend of polyester and a kind of nylon. In the higher quality cleaning textiles, the fiber is split. Those teeny little fibers are split during the manufacturing process to produce spaces in each fiber. So if you were to look at a cross-section of split microfiber, it would look like an asterisk. So think about all those little spaces in there that can collect dirt and dust. It's the split fiber working in conjunction with the space between them that do the work. They pick up and hold dust and dirt and absorb liquid. Now, lower quality microfiber cleaning products may not be split. And we're going to talk in a minute about microfiber that we use for other purposes than cleaning. And we don't want that split because, for instance, you've seen microfiber sofa covers. Well, you don't want those absorbing moisture. So microfibers can be used in a number of different ways. So, as we said, for microfiber to be effective as a cleaning product, it has to be split. And if microfiber isn't split during the manufacturing, it isn't much more than a very soft cloth, duster, or mop. So it's important when buying microfiber cleaning products to make sure that they're split. Now, to make sure, it's really good to find it on the label. However, when I looked at the labels I had, it did not say that it had been split. It's a little difficult to tell, but there's a little test you can do. You know, if you've bought one, maybe you've bought one at a lower price and versus that there are some quite expensive ones out there, you're going, okay, am I getting my money's worth? Here's a little test. A couple of them, actually. One way to determine if microfiber is split is to run the palm of your hand over it. If it grabs the imperfections on your skin, then it's split. You know, and you're not many imperfections there. Another way is to pour a small amount of water on the table and take it the towel or the mop that you have, the piece of microfiber fabric, and try to push the water. If the water is pushed, it is not split microfiber. If the water is absorbed or sucked up into the fabric, then it is split. That makes sense. I mean, the splitting makes it easier, makes it more possible, not easier, makes it more possible for the fibers to grab that dust, dirt, and moisture. So you want it to do that when you are using it as a cleaning cloth. In addition to the open spaces in the fibers created during the splitting process, microfiber is an effective cleaning tool because the fibers are positively charged. There's nothing added to it. This is just the way it happens when it's manufactured. Dirt and dust are negatively charged. so they are literally attracted to the microfiber like a magnet. The microfiber holds onto the dust and dirt until it's released in the laundering process or when it's rinsed out. So, from experience, you do not need to wash them in the washing machine every time you use them. You can, you know, you have dusted or cleaned quite a bit, just rinse them out in warm water. So, the attributes of split microfiber discussed make it a true green cleaning product. Microfiber works extremely well as a cleaner without added chemicals. No added chemicals. All the edges on each fiber created during the splitting process act like squeegees, scraping up the dust and dirt while the open space between the splits hold it. When water is added to a towel or a duster, it helps emulsify the dirt, allowing it to be scrubbed off the surface being cleaned. Remember, water is the basic solvent for everything. If you wash, just as a basic thing about water, if you wash clothes in water without detergent, they will be much cleaner than when you put them in, because water is a solvent. Won't solve everything or dissolve everything, but water is a basic solvent. So the only thing that you need to add to these cleaning cloths when you're cleaning something other than dusting is water, and very little of it each time. So the advantages of using microfiber to clean are almost endless, given the facts that they can last hundreds of washings when cared for properly. And I know that the instructions on one of them I bought says you can wash them 300 times before they're going to be worn out. They can also absorb 7 times their weight in liquid. They're hypoallergenic. They don't need chemical cleaners, as we've said. And so no wonder the popularity has just skyrocketed. Just an aside about microfibers other than cleaning cloths. We see lots of clothing made of microfibers. And again, they're usually polyester kind of fiber that's made into this. It's often used for athletic wear, such as cycling jerseys, because the microfiber wicks moisture away from the body, the perspiration, keep the wear cool and dry. I mean, that makes sense. We just talked about microfiber absorbs lots of water. Microfiber is also very elastic, so it's often used, it's suitable for undergarments. Just sort of an aside to that, the U.S. Marine Corps banned synthetic fabrics for wear with uniforms while deployed to combat environments due to the instances where Marines' undergarments were melting under extreme heat. So the microfiber, like many fibers, are flammable. And under the extreme heat, it caused even more damage to the skin. But the manufacturers are working on that also. Now, you have heard for probably quite a number of years of UltraSuede. Well, that's microfiber. Microfiber is an animal product-free imitation suede that's cheaper and easier to clean, easier to sew, and it looks and feels good. We've had UltraSuede on the market for quite a long time. Microfiber is used to make many accessories that have traditionally been made of leather because it can be made to look like leather. Wallets, handbags, backpacks, shoes, cell phone cases, coin purses, the list kind of goes on. Because microfiber is lightweight, durable, and somewhat water repellent. Remember, if it's not split, it can be more water repellent. So it makes a good substitute for leather. It even was used for basketballs for a while. Remember, we're talking about microfiber being a leather substitute. So with microfiber basketballs popular worldwide, it was proposed that the balls be used, you know, nationally for the 2006-2007. And Spalding, a name you most people recognize, made them. And the advantage is that they didn't need a break-in period. But turns out that the players found out that they sometimes had left cuts on their hands, so the basketballs are no longer made of microfiber, and they've returned to leather basketballs. So remember, this is not just some new gimmick. It is all based on physics, And if you're thinking about looking at microfiber fabrics for cleaning, I definitely say it's a good idea. Kind of a just something that I think is really interesting is that why haven't we been hearing about these more? In the United Kingdom, they are huge. They have been for many years. But think about when you use microfiber, you don't need any kinds of added chemicals, window cleaners, list a whole list of cleaners. You don't need those. All you need is water and the fabric. Some manufacturers don't think that's a great idea because people no longer need to buy all of those chemicals to add when they're cleaning. Until next time, here's a thought. Success is simple. Do what's right, the right way, at the right time.